And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 21st of August, 2025. August 21st is the International Day of Remembrance and Tribute to the Victims of Terrorism. A couple of questions we might ask are, what is terrorism? And what is deemed legitimate violence? It would appear that the term terrorism is quite subjective and is often used by those in power to discredit the actions of those undermining that power. For example, we know that any action Hamas takes is considered terrorism, but Israel's 2 years of carpet bombing civilians is considered legitimate violence. Consider the Animal Liberation Front, the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist threat. Even though, by the FBI's own definition, the ALF is not a terrorist organization, even the FBI admits that the ALF has never injured, much less killed, a single human being. And who are the real victims of terrorism around the globe? Non-human animals, who are subjected to cruelty too varied and too unthinkable to be named. The same non-human animals who the ALF and every other animal rights organization and activist is trying to liberate from terrorism. The organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, was incorporated on this day in 1980 by animal rights advocates Ingrid Newkirk and Alex Pacheco. Rising from humble beginnings, PETA soon became one of the world's foremost and most controversial animal rights organizations. Newkirk's interest in protecting animals began 11 years prior, when she found some abandoned kittens and was appalled by the conditions that awaited them at a New York City animal shelter. She set aside her plans to become a stockbroker and instead focused on animals, eventually becoming the first female poundmaster in the history of the District of Columbia. In 1980, she began dating Pacheco, a graduate student and activist who had sailed aboard a whale protection ship, and the two co-founded PETA a short time later. PETA's first major campaign came the following year, when Pacheco got a job at a research facility in Silver Spring, Maryland, in order to expose the experiments being conducted on monkeys there. PETA distributed photos of the monkeys being kept in horrific conditions, leading to a police raid and eventually the first ever conviction of a researcher on animal cruelty charges. Having made a national name for itself, PETA continued to shine a spotlight on animal cruelty. PETA continued to conduct undercover operations and file lawsuits on behalf of animals, but it is perhaps best known for its marketing campaigns and stunts. An early 90s ad campaign depicted bloody scenes from slaughterhouses with captions like, "Do you want fries with that?" While another ad series featured a number of naked celebrities in protest of the fur industry, PETA activists have been known to wear elaborate costumes, body paint, or nothing at all to draw attention to their cause, and to throw red paint symbolizing blood on people wearing fur. PETA has been criticized from all sides. Many believe them to be extremists and find their methods distasteful, while other activists criticize PETA's willingness to work with corporations in industries like fast food or fashion to make incremental improvements to animal welfare. Still others within the animal rights movement argue that PETA plays an outsized role, focusing attention on media controversies instead of concrete changes. Nonetheless, PETA has achieved a litany of animal rights reforms, convincing some of the world's largest fashion brands not to use fur, animal testing bans by thousands of personal care companies, ending the use of animals in automobile crash tests, closing the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, and exposing thousands of instances of animal cruelty across the world are just a few of the organization's accomplishments. And here's a poem for today, A Divine Image by William Blake. Cruelty has a human heart, and jealousy a human face. Terror, the human form divine, and secrecy, the human dress. The human dress is forged iron, the human form a fiery forge. the human face a furnace sealed, the human heart its hungry gorge. A Divine Image by William Blake. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the truest human is kind, compassionate, and a bringer of peace.